Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you're having an amazing week so far. Thanks for joining me again. And I'm excited for this show because I have joining me today my friend, Chef Hector. How are you, sir?
Great. How are yourself?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me on this episode. I really appreciate it. I know you said traffic was a little crazy today.
Yeah, I think Houston decided to be LA today. Decided to say, you know what, everybody's gonna get it. Just screw everybody. Don't go home. Just park on the side of the road and talk.
Lots of accents going on.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
But you are
Houston, we're so used to the rain, but nobody can learn how to drive in the rain yet. So, that's my theory,
Right. But you're safe where you are, you're parked, the car is off, and so all of that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually in a bank. I pull over in a slot of banks. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can't be any safer than that. Yeah.
Exactly. If they're going to pull over anywhere, a bank's a great place to park.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do it in the side of the road, but it's like, I don't think Jenny's going to allow that. So he's going to go pull over.
So how are things with you, sir? How is the holiday season treating you so far? Busy, I guess.
Busy, yes. It's crazy. I just got back from Austin last week and got to go back on Tuesday, actually. I'm doing a breakfast over there for elementary school.
Oh, very
for the
nice.
teachers. For the teachers, yes. For the teachers. I know a couple of teachers over there, Miss Wang and Miss Lauren Dave. They call me. I was like, I can't say no. Like, yes, ma'am. Don't put me in the corner of the dunce hat.
Right.
Princess decided to give me her Christmas list, late. So now it's the scrambling to make sure she's happy.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been good.
Right.
How about yours?
It's going well, busy season, busy time of year, for everybody.
Absolutely.
But, keeping with the busy theme, I know we're going to get right into it today because it's
okay.
Going to be a little bit of a shorter show. And I think this will be really helpful for people because, well, as you know, I don't cook. My
right.
stove is primarily, for all together now. Storage.
Storage, yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for those cooking aficionados who listen to the show, you are a chef.
Yes.
You have your own business, catering business,
mm-hmm.
And a wealth and breadth of knowledge of different dishes and foods and cuisines and menus. So I thought we would talk a little bit about some holiday eats and treats, and maybe we could start off with sort of the general traditional meal that people usually have on Christmas, and that's usually the turkey dinner.
Absolutely. Here in the States, we have it twice, right? We have it Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's right.
Turkey, in Texas, we like to deep fry turkeys and smoke them, which is interesting.
And I hear you also like to shoot them before you.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, you have to shoot
it.
Just then it's normal,
right?
Because, like we talked last time, everybody in Texas has a gun, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, it just tastes better, I think, if you do your own shooting and, get over the way.
Right. Well, this will appeal to the hunters then too. So turkeys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I was hearing the other day, I think it was Rogan or somebody, they were doing a trophy hunt. It's like, hey, that's just down the road from here. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's awesome. So the main is, do people generally just fry turkeys, or is that the go-to in your area, do you find, or is it the traditional roast turkey?
It's the traditional roast turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not sure where the deep fry started.
Right.
I'm assuming it's coming from Louisiana because they deep fry everything over there,
okay.
And it's delicious too. It was my favorite. That was my first love when it came to food. And that's more like a trend that just gonna stay with us, And perfectly, I like roasting myself. Nothing against the fried ones. Just if I'm gonna fry something, I need more calories than that. It's not gonna be a turkey. Maybe like some deep fried Oreos or something, but that's a different show.
Right. I like a good roast myself, but I have a thick skin, so.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
So
now, when you deep fry it, that can actually be kind of dangerous, right? So what are some tips
yes.
for people to kind of watch out for if you're considering deep frying a turkey this year?
So, it was funny you say that because that's like number one item on the news is, this is how you don't kill yourself when you find a turkey.
Right.
Not too much oil, because everybody thinks it needs, the bucket needs to be all the way up. Keep it low level because it's going to expand.
Okay.
You know? And the most important one is make sure the turkey's thawed out, because hot oil and eyes do not mix.
Good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, those serve, you know, you have some fireworks then. You know,
a little bit of chemistry in this cooking.
Oh, absolutely. Business. Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. It, you're going to end up, you know, like running. And if it does catch fire, do not put water in it, because ice is water also.
And and that's probably people's, you know, immediate go-to is you think, right? Just out of natural reaction, you think put water on it. But so people would be, it's a great tip to what, leave maybe some salt on the side, some baking soda on the side, a fire extinguisher while you're at it.
Oh, those are great. Worst case scenario, just a lid just to put on top of to stop the boiling point, you know, after that. And just once it settles, you can pull it out, and you know it's gonna be nice charred. And you know, I was married before. I ate plenty of burnt dishes in my life. So,
ouch. That's not
why
you
know,
divorced,
you
is it?
You have to be the good husband and say, "Yeah, darling, just amazing." And that's how you do. You know, funny story. Last year, I went to my sister, and you know, her husband decided to deep fry turkey, and I'm like, okay. "I'm not. I hate." I don't tell people what to do. It's like, oh, you do whatever you want, right?
Sure.
And yeah, I was eating this turkey. I'm like, man, this reminds me of my wedding night. It's so burnt, but no, I have to. It's just funny.
Oh, well. And so talking about the deep fry or the defrosting and the unthawing. Mm-hmm. Sorry, your messages are just coming in. That's it.
Oh no, it's okay. Hey.
How long should one leave a turkey to thaw? And I guess it has to, you know, a lot of it depends on the size, but generally speaking.
You know, if you read the package, it says within 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
I know this because somebody called me the other day and said, "Oh gosh, I left it for 4. It's like, dude, it's going to be good. I would say rule of thumb is a week. Give it 7 days. And then, you know, if you worry about temperature, well, it is frozen, so it's going to hold temperature anyway, you know.
So you leave
like
it in the
Canada,
fridge?
I guess just in
the
fridge.
To unthaw? Okay.
Yeah. I guess you guys in Canada just pull it from the snow. I mean, I wouldn't know. We don't get snow
yeah,
here.
Only the rich people have fridges here. The rest of us just depend on the northerly winter gusts.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even know what, you know. If we even think about snow, we shut down over here, just to let y'all know. But
I imagine, that's crazy.
Yeah, we freak out. It's like, what means snow? But yeah, just leave it in the fridge for seven days, you know, the longer, you know, or the other thing you can do if you're going to brine it, you know, once you stick it in there, you know, the longer it brines, get that salt and little sexy flavors in there going, it'll be good.
Nice. Okay. And there's no way to quick thaw a turkey, right? And like, are we worried about the bacteria, like, point?
The problem with quick thaw is it's not always going to get thawed, because you're going to have your nice plum on the breast, and then the wings are not going to be there. It's going to, the bacteria. The other problem will be that, you know, some parts are still going to be frozen. Or the ones where the water is too quick thaw is, you can put it under running water, but going to start getting kind of chewy, and if you don't cook it correctly,
the
then
texture
you know,
wise,
and then you'll be crying because, like, oh, everyone, Thanksgiving or something, and,
and it'll be like, it'll turn out like one of those turkeys
sorry,
on
my light just went out.
Christmas vacation when they stick the knife in it, just
my
exhales.
Favorite movie, sorry, my car is acting up here. It's actually one of my favorite Christmas movies.
So funny. Oh, you're audios. Can you hear me? Then we're back.
Oh, we're back. Yeah. That was.
Roadside assistance comes through with that.
Yeah. The car decided, you know, it was probably a control going, like, you were making fun of burnt meals the other day.
Okay. So that's the turkey. That's the turkey business.
Yes.
And I guess you could also buy it fresh too. You could buy, if you don't want to do the whole unthawing, you could buy just a fresh turkey.
Yeah, you just go out there and shoot it yourself, or, you know, or you can just go out there.
Right.
I know all your hunting guys are like, you know, I can see the Widowmaker guys going, like, damn right, that's how we do it.
Yeah, Derek from Splash Town Niagara is definitely like shooting his own turkey. That's a given for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The kids got
Store-bought
it.
what? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And what was I going to ask you? Okay, what's something else about the turkey? The fresh, oh, the stuff that's inside, the innards. It's the neck, but it looks familiar.
It looks very familiar. Every time I had to pull out, I was like, dude, you're making us all look bad.
So we want to remove those pieces,
You
those
gotta go in
bits,
there,
right?
pull all that stuff out.
Yeah.
What I usually do, I mean, once
Yeah.
again, everybody has their own deal. I
Right.
usually saute them until they get nice and crispy, and
Oh.
then throw them in with some celery, some carrots, and onions in a very slow cook, very, very slow
I
flame
believe you
for
call that a
several hours.
mirepoix.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh,
And then you
it's
just let it be there nice and beautiful. So when the turkey comes out, you have some nice gravy going out, or just
Yeah.
add the trimmings after that and you're all set.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So that covers the turkey, frying and roasting and
And
thawing and
roast.
whatnot. Now, what are some traditional sides that you have with your Christmas dinner?
There's two sides to that. Now, being Mexican, we had supposed to have some tamales somewhere in there, but that's totally different. And being from the South, you have to have some dressing.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is cornbread dressing. In
Cornbread.
this,
You gonna eat that
yeah,
cornbread?
I think at North they call it stuffing, but we call it dressing over here. And
Yeah.
basically, you grab a what I do is I grab some day-old biscuits and cornbread, mix them up together,
Yep.
throw some celery in there, some onions, and some of
Mm.
that turkey juice on top, and just
Yep.
nice and
Some
beautiful. Yeah,
sage,
and
maybe.
since you're vegan, you can just put the vegetables in there. You don't have to do the turkey itself, and you'll be
Right.
perfect.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yes, I like it.
there you go. And that's just it's an easy, one of my the one I get the most compliments on is the to me it's one of the easiest ones in the world. Is you get you some carrots, baby carrots, with some butter, some brown sugar, and boil them until they're nice and tender.
Oh, wow.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Trust me, I get more like, oh, this is what you do. It's like butter. No, really, no, really, just butter. Butter and sugar. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, can't go
Yeah.
wrong with butter and sugar, really.
And butter and sugar, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that
Yeah,
sounds great.
those are the usually the staples I use. Like I said, in tamales, because but that's my Mexican side coming out.
Cranberry sauce. Do we do the cranberry sauce?
I love cranberry sauce. There's two options on that one. You can just grab the can, which is, the traditional way, just kind of slice it, it's silver dollar style.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the cranberries themselves, boil them up with some cinnamon and some rosemary. I like to throw in another to make it smell better than, so it
Yeah.
won't smell like pumpkin spice latte everywhere. And that's
Right.
it.
Nice. And what about the yams? Now, you guys in the States, I don't know if everybody does this in the States, but they put marshmallows on their sweet potatoes. Is that true? People do that? That's people participate in that kind of nonsense over there?
And in Texas, you got out of the pecans too, because
Okay. Well, yeah.
we put pecans on everything. I mean,
That I can understand. Yeah.
pecans and marshmallows. Yes, they're just it's I call it the dessert before dessert, because they're so
Okay.
sweet that you need the cranberry just to balance out the acidity because it's so sweet.
Right.
And you throw jams, boil them, and then just throw some as much marshmallows as you can. Get
Yep.
some color and you're good. Yeah. The
Yes.
sweeter the better.
And then you've got, your side veggies and all that stuff and bread
Right,
and
yeah.
everything. And
Right.
then moving on to dessert, usually what kind of desserts what do you usually have
Well,
traditionally for
so
Christmas?
in Texas, of course, it's pecan pie. Because once again we put pecans and everything. And bluebell ice cream, of course. I wish there was a way I can mail you some, but by the time it gets over there, it'd be gone. Yeah. It'd be like the other stuff I was in the customs probably still eating that
Oh
stuff,
my
but
gosh.
that's the
It's
stuff for yeah.
crazy.
We do
Crazy.
that.
Yeah.
Pumpkin
Pumpkin
pies
pie.
are
Yep.
very very popular. The Mexicans tell me I say you got to throw some buñuelos in there. Buñuelos is the
Woody
easiest thing in
Hootie?
the world.
Okay.
Buñuelos. So I was gonna say the Cliff Notes, but I forgot some of our audience is probably young, so we're gonna do the life hack on it. Grab some flour tortillas, make some cuts in it so it won't puff.
Yeah.
Throw them in some oil. Once they brown a little bit, put some cinnamon and sugar on top.
Oh,
And it's
nice.
a snack. And you know what? It's vegan. So that's actually good for you.
Oh,
Yeah, see? And,
nice.
or you can do, the non-vegan, but to put some condensed milk in it, which is really sweet. And,
Yeah.
yeah, either way, that's really good. It's the easiest one. So
Wow. Well,
something,
that all
yeah.
sounds very delicious. So that's generally the traditional family meal. Then it's pretty similar to what we have here in Canada. So we'd have the turkey and the sides and the stuffing and all of that stuff. And now I have to admit, we say, I'll speak for myself only, but I'm pretty sure most of us here say pecans. But I do say pecan pie. Isn't
Pecan,
that's fucked up, isn't it?
really? Yeah, because it's real funny because it's kind of like with Cokes, right? I think up there you guys call them pops,
Pop,
right?
yeah, pop, soda.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well,
that
you guys call
first
it
time I
soda
was in
pop,
Michigan.
right? Soda?
No, here's
What do you call
Coke.
it? What do you call it? Coke, just Coke.
Yes, Coke. Yeah, so it could be
Yeah, well, we'll
a
say Coke.
Coke.
We could say Coke or Pepsi. Well, Coke is a name brand. We'll say Coke or Pepsi, but
Well, no, but see here,
pop.
when you go to a restaurant, you go, I need a Coke. What kind of Coke? Or it's Pepsi or a Sprite.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah,
that's
we
kind
do
of like the
everything Coke
Kleenex
here in
tissue
Texas. Yeah.
deal. Oh,
Yes, yeah, yeah.
okay.
Yeah. We
Interessante.
hear pop and you're like, oh, bless your heart. You must be from the North.
Interessante. Okay. So now during this holiday season, and this will speak to part and parcel of what you do all year round, but particularly at these special times, is because you are a chef and you have a catering business and you go to all these different events and stuff, people have generally lots of parties at this time. A lot of corporate parties, work gatherings, smaller private events. What are some really great little eats, appetizers, little sort of finger foods and things that people could possibly make for their events or their occasions this year?
I'm going to give you two that are extremely popular. And once again, they're so easy. My 16-year-old laughs because every time we get compliments or something, it's the easy recipe. So like, I don't know why. It always
Because it
goes
tastes
right
the
there.
best.
Yeah, exactly. So you grab you some bacon. Yes, I guess you can use carrot bacon since you're vegan, but that's a different story. Part cook it, just cook it halfway. Grab your date. Get the pit out of it, of course, because now you're gonna have some denture
Oh, the
issues later on.
fruit. Okay. Yes,
Yeah,
right. Sorry.
the date.
I'm,
Yeah,
yeah.
not
Okay.
well, not the dates. I don't even
Yeah.
know what
Because
that
who
is
would want to
anymore,
be
to be honest.
ration bacon?
Yeah, you're excited.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Hey, I'd be that perfect date. You just scrap around bacon, we're good, right? Yeah. Like, hey, that's I might let's try that. Anyway, so then you put the fruit around with bacon, put it back in the oven, and that's the perfect snack right there. A great appetizer.
Oh, okay, nice.
Or if you go to the store, you can get you some banana peppers, pickled banana peppers, and stuff them with cream cheese. Once again, real easy. Takes you seconds because by now, the wife, if she's cooking, she probably wants to kill you. So you can help her out with these two little things, and while you're watching, I guess hockey up there. Here's soccer. Hey, by the way, I do love hockey, but I'm trying to figure out the Canadian version of stuff.
Okay, so stuffed peppers, stuffed hot peppers with cream cheese. Yeah, that sounds easy enough. I probably could find a way to mess that up. So that sounds pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. It's a
and bacon wrapped dates. Yeah, two
yes.
very lovely, easy, simple appetizers, some little
Easy.
apps, as they say, for any
Absolutely, yeah.
gathering. Now, when we were thinking about food and drink, what kinds of drinks or wines or cocktails would pair nicely with those kinds of apps?
So you can go when it comes to, of course, turkey, any kind of white wine, right? Now you're gonna go white wine. I personally like sangria. I think it brings a little more festive in there. I know you're allergic to grapes, right? If I remember this correctly.
Yes, I am.
See, I've been paying attention.
Yeah.
And in that case, just gave you some beers. And just go at it.
Just
Just get a couple beers,
good old Heiny.
get your high, Modelo, whatever. I don't even know if you guys carry Modelo over there, but get your Modelo and that's it. Maybe not, just grab you some fruit, get you a big punch bowl, throw some red wine in there, Throw some fruit, whatever your heart desires, so oranges, peaches, whatever you have around. Throw
Nice
some ice in it,
citrus.
mix it together, and you have a great sangria,
Nice.
which
And do you have to
goes
let that
great.
sit and marinate for a little bit to get the fruit?
Of course, yeah. Get
Yeah.
all
Okay.
that going and throw some Sprite in there if you want to get a little fussy in there, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, would
It's
you
an
call
easy, once
Sprite
again, it's
Coke?
real easy that, you know, gets you going, and next thing you forget about your allergies and you already drank your whole punch.
Now, would you call the Sprite Coke as well? Or would you
Of
call
course, yeah,
that?
it's Sprite.
Okay,
So
you say
once
Coke
again,
and
you
then you
go in
just
there, you're
ask
like,
for a
hey, is this
Sprite.
Coke? What kind? A Sprite. Yeah, okay,
Okay.
cool.
Wow, that sounds so crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's a Texas thing.
So
Yeah,
so
it is.
crazy. Okay. And with the apps though, the appetizers with the peppers and the dates, what kinds of spirits would be like a nice pairing for those? And I guess something that's, easily transportable. People are generally mingling at these functions and, walking around. So, you don't want one of those big, huge Caesars with like the burgers and all that stuff you can carry, right? You want something like easy to carry.
So funny story. First time we were talking about Caesars, I was like lost. I was like, I had to like. I remember texting you, go like, "What the hell is a Caesar?"
Oh, because you call them Bloody Marys,
Yeah,
right?
we call them
Yeah,
Bloody,
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah,
Micheladas in Mexico, but
yeah.
very similar, but
Yeah.
except with beer and stuff. Any kind of wine be easy. You can carry around. If it's too cold, some Irish coffee. You know, can never go wrong with Irish
Oh,
coffee.
nice. Yeah,
Or
true.
yeah,
Yeah.
that'll
Or
keep
what about
you
a
warm and.
champagne?
Champagne
A
would be
champagne?
great. That champagne goes
A
wonderful with it.
champagne, as we like to say.
Champagne,
Very, very nice. Okay. And what's good for little desserts and little bombonieris and little take homes for events and stuff like that around this time?
cookies are really
Cookies are
easy. You can
always
make
great. Yep.
this ahead of schedule. You don't have to worry about it, you know. I'm horrible, by the way. I'm the last minute guy. I love doing that because, I love the pressure. But you can do cookies, any
Yep.
kind of brownies, apple tarts, so stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, you say if you need any recipes, email me, and I'll be glad to help you out with or anybody who doesn't matter.
I
DMs are always
can
open, right?
guarantee you, Hector, I will not be emailing you for any recipes.
Oh, that's okay. I got you taken care of. I'll make sure you get all those muffins and we're good.
Recipes will not be what I'll be asking for this year. And now, okay, well, this might be kind of. I was looking up crock pot recipes today a lot because I do have a crock pot, and I there
Do you
might
know how to use
be,
it?
well,
Oh, I just sure.
I have used it before. Yep. The way things are going recently, I don't know if I have enough insurance to use it, home or otherwise.
Do you have a
But,
fire extinguisher?
I believe so, somewhere around here. So that would be the first step. Step number one,
Yeah,
locating
perfect. There
fire
we're getting good. We're
extinguisher.
yeah.
It's like a six-step process with
Yeah,
a,
absolutely, yeah.
yeah. But can we do any part of the holiday cooking in the crock pot? Is that a thing, or am
Absolutely.
I
You
just
can do
talking out of
the
my ass?
No. You can do the yams. You can because you can boil them in there. You can once you peel them, throw them in there, throw the marshmallows in there, and it's good there. You want to throw some cheese sauce or gravy, any kind of gravy you can make it on that. I don't think you can do the turkey there. I think probably too big.
Probably a little too big. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it won't
Yeah.
fit. Yeah,
Yeah, that's what she said.
yeah.
Yep.
I was thinking the same thing. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think I recommend the turkey, but everything else you should be able to do it on the carpet easily.
Okay. Now, one thing I'm seeing all over TikTok recently, and I would love your opinion because I think it looks disgusting personally, is this peach cobbler that people are making with the Duncan Hines cake mix on top, and they don't mix it in. They just put the dry cake mix on top. They put pieces of butter on top, and they put that in the oven. Here's why I think it's gross. Number one, I can't not mix something. It doesn't make sense to my brain. Number two, when it comes out of the oven, it looks a lot less cobbler and a lot more mess because it's still really watery and fruity on the bottom, which correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think a cobbler is watery.
No.
Okay. So what's your, no. So what's your thoughts on that?
So just thinking, I haven't seen those TikToks, but just okay, thinking about it, going like, man, you're making a roux out of it, basically. So now you're just going to have just flour. That's all you're eating. You know, why instead just get you it once again, you know, if you don't have time to cook and, you know, and, or last minute, you know, dessert or something like that. Get you those, you know, those, what's it, Pilgrims or Pillsbury. I'm not sure they have that brand.
Those
biscuits.
Yep.
Put some cobbler on top, put those biscuits on top and then throw in the oven.
Okay. A little cinnamon
action. Throw some cinnamon in there, you know, and, you know, get creative, you know, throw some vanilla extract in there just to give it a little more flavor. You know,
I'm not sure
if you guys do that pumpkin spice stuff here that everybody and their mama does here. Throw it on top of it too, if you want to give some flavor, you know, just go crazy with it. Yeah. I think that'd be a better option, but that's just me, you know.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. What is the most popular dish or appetizer that people are asking for this season that you do you find?
Oh, this season, charcuterie boards are very popular right now. Everybody and their mama wants one.
Right.
Yeah, you know. And I love when they tell me, hey, can you make this all vegetable? Okay, that's a total different item, but yes, ma'am, whatever your heart desires. that's the number one right now. Everybody is a big thing. That one, definitely.
Charcuterie boards all the way.
And
you can design your own board too. I mean, if you, you know, Scorch Marker is a great supporter and sponsor of the show, and you could design your own, check out Scorch Marker and design your own charcuterie board.
There you go.
You write whatever you want on it. You could write leave at 9 on the board. Exactly. And then when all the food's gone, people will register. It's time to go.
It's time to go. Yeah. If you can read this, go home.
Exactly. That's awesome. So that's the most asked for thing this year you find that you're doing the most of at events.
Yeah, those and once again, because of the Mexican side of things, pan dulce, the Mexican sweetbreads, very popular right now. Matter of fact, that's what we're doing at the school on Tuesday.
Can we define sweetbreads? Because there's a lot of sweetbreads out there. That's
Yeah. I'll have to send you a picture, but the best way to describe it, if you just look up Mexican pan, P-A-N, dulce, and look at it, it's amazing. You add that with some hot chocolate. Specific brand is Abuelita, was the big popular one.
Okay, so these sweetbreads are like a baked good, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Those
are totally different. Those are amazing, but totally different. Yeah.
And if anyone's listening and confused about what we're talking about, balls.
Yes. Totally different. Yes.
Totally different from baked goods.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about something else that breads, but you know, okay. Yeah.
Well, it has multiple meanings. You never know. You got to be careful. You got to watch what you, I mean, you know. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. You know, maybe Canada means a different thing, so you gotta be careful what I say.
Especially
when
you're in different countries, it's a different meaning for different places.
Well, I'm thinking of sweet bread. I'm thinking of a girl's nice, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Totally different. Yeah. And that's why I love your show, Jenny. We can actually be normal here. You know.
Normal is the name of the game.
Exactly.
Whatever normal is. What are some, because I know time is a factor today, and I won't keep you too long because I know that your time is valuable, but what are some of your top tips for preparing for the holiday season food wise? Because it can be quite overwhelming and quite stressful, especially if you have a lot of family and company coming. And so that's my first question. What are your top tips? And then my second parlay question to that would be, what are the rules or the manners on having people bring a dish, or just saying, no, I've got it all, don't worry about it, just bring yourselves, or like, how do we handle that piece of the holiday season?
All right, so number one rule is,
and
don't try to do it all yourself.
Okay.
It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get your husband, say, hey, stop watching hockey and help me out. Or the World Cup, whatever it is you're watching, you know, he can help out. Just and prepare yourself. Understand that, you know, like I said, I like the pressure. I like the last minute things.
You
Like,
love the pressure, yeah.
Oh yeah, dinner's at 10:30. Cool. I still got about 30 minutes. But you know, if you're not into it, you know, slow it down in there. You know, for the gentleman, be very supportive, because you know she
Yeah.
probably want to break your neck about halfway through there.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, right. Because you know she's like, wow.
Yep. Marital
The other
issues.
thing
Yep.
is, some of the greatest memories I have with staff, not necessarily in holidays, but all around, is cooking with people, because you can have a great chance to talk. Now, honestly, you know, I love you, Jenny, but if you were here, I probably would not be cooking for you. I'd probably say, look, just stand over there, look pretty, and just talk, you know, just to make
Done.
sure nothing gets burnt, you
Done.
know, and yeah, you know, make sure we get you back to Canada. And I hate to call Mr. you know your dad and say, hey, listen, feels cooking, you know. But yeah, just some of the great conversations I ever had with just people took cooking. So you know, help out.
Yeah,
And
that
as far as
camaraderie, yeah.
yeah, exactly, yeah. If
Yeah.
you want people to bring something, just say, you know, bring something. And you know, I would probably get, maybe say, you know, bring an appetizer, because now you're gonna have a bunch of pumpkin pies, because you know, in Texas, everybody loves pumpkin pie, like they love their guns.
Right.
So
So it's okay to ask people who are joining you, hey, would you mind bringing a dish? Or if people offer to bring a dish, it's okay to accept that and say,
right,
it's all kosher.
absolutely,
It's all good.
absolutely. To
Yeah.
me, it is, because you know, to me, when somebody cooks for you, whether it be, you know, this fancy 12 course meal or just a simple ramen
Right.
with pork rinds inside of it, it's, you know, they're showing your love. You know, I always said food to me, you know, to one, and I'm gonna paraphrase Chef Keller out of California. He used to say that, you know, recipe just has no soul in it. We put the soul, we put the love. Now, when I
Right.
cook, I put love songs going on, because I'm making love to that turkey. I make, not literally, because that sounds disgusting, but I'm enjoying
Awkward.
the, yeah, exactly.
It's not just the neck that's in there.
Exactly, right. And I'm like, hey, what's up, Sarah? You know, I'd say Sarah, because one of my favorite songs to cook is Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. But yeah, so you know, you just, they're putting the love to whatever they brought, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
Even if it's a
so
case of pop, even if it's a case of Coke.
exactly, you know, one of my favorite memories is, we're working in College Station. We had a party, like, for the whole restaurant. Everybody brings
Yeah.
something. A couple of the kids, because once again, it's a college town, brought Little Caesar's pizza.
Oh,
And I'm like, you
perfect.
know what? Hey, it worked. We're
Yep.
good. You know, let's do this. You know, it's like, you know, they brought something, you know.
Love that. And so do you recommend also like planning out your menu ahead of time to sort of give you kind of a guideline of what things need to be cooked at certain times? And because I'm sure
I
there's an
definitely
order
would.
to it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
I would start with the heavy things. Turkey's gonna take longer, and then start working your way down. Which, you know, if your turkey's gonna take 6 hours, for example, because you're smoking it, and your mashed potatoes is gonna take maybe 45 minutes. Well, you know, you can wait on the mashed potatoes. You know,
Right.
if now you're just gonna have some cold mashed potatoes. So,
Right.
yeah. Just plan it out,
Awesome.
and make your life easy, because at the end of the time, is, you want to enjoy Christmas too. If you're the one cooking, you want to enjoy it too. You know, you want to be able to, you know, enjoy the scotch you left out for Santa Claus, because in my household it's scotch and cookies and carrots.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
because you know,
Absolutely.
Santa Claus needs some scotch. You know, it's like, you know, anybody can give him chocolate, man, or milk, you know, throw some
Right.
scotch. Yeah.
Now, what about scotch with Pepsi? That's a big thing this year. People are trying to. Did you see Pepsi's trying to get people to drink Pepsi and milk together? Did you see this?
Oh no, I
And they
had
want
never
you to
seen
call
that.
it Pilk. Pilk, for
Oh
heaven's
my
sakes.
gosh. So I do
When
want
I
to take
saw that, I
credit
was
for
about to
once.
pilk myself. It was just
Yeah,
disgusting.
just thinking about something. No, they do, over here, Coke does this thing, half Coke, half coffee. And for the longest
Okay,
time, that used to be my
that's like
energy
an
drink.
anxiety in a cup, but okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, and some of my staff used to say, heck, that's disgusting, but I was just gonna half Coke, half coffee, and drink it. So when I started to start canning that stuff, it's like, dude, I should call Coke and say, man, you guys owe me royalties, because I was your
Yeah,
number one fan because of this. But
right.
yeah, but
Wow,
Pepsi and
crazy.
milk sounds disgusting. You know,
It really does. It really does. Yeah, I don't know.
yeah.
We will probably skip
I'm a
that.
firm believer, try everything twice, but I probably try that once. It's like, okay, I'm done.
So our major takeaways today for the holidays is don't stress out, don't try to do everything yourself. it's okay to ask for help, and make writing everything out and making an agenda or a journal or a menu ahead of time is super helpful.
Absolutely, because you do not want to end up at the supermarket on the 25th in the morning, because you're probably going to be elbowed in the face by everybody else that's in there, by Karen
absolutely
and all that. Yeah, and Becky.
Absolutely. I love it. And if you now, I don't know if you have any spots left open for the catering season for the holidays yet, because I know you are very sought after and I know you are very busy and your bookings book up really, really quickly. So if anybody's in the area that you're in, and you're in Texas, but if there's any openings available still left for you, how can people reach you or get a hold of you?
If you go to Instagram under Beautiful Chef, Beautiful Mass Chef, just go in there, leave me a message. You never know, I might be available that day or something. We can work something out. Maybe we can do the breakfast or something instead of the dinner, or we'll work something out.
Perfect.
And that's including also not only in the Houston area, but that, you know, I have a very good working relationship with some chefs in the Austin and San Antonio area. We'll figure out something. We want to make sure you enjoy your holiday, of course. That's number one.
Okay.
And don't stress it out. Let us do it, or, you know, get Sam to get off from the couch, you know, and help out.
Absolutely. And that's a good point you made too, because it doesn't always have to be a dinner. You know, you could do a brunch or a breakfast or a lunch, and those are, you know, maybe a lighter fare, a lighter menu, right? So.
Right. And you know, with Presley's breakfast on Christmas Eve, I'm not sure if you knew that one, but so we do always a breakfast for Christmas morning because of trying to get all that together. So, you know, I usually throw my brandy infused French toast in the morning for her, and you know, so breakfast sometimes is the way to go, not necessarily a dinner, you know, so like that you can actually enjoy the rest of the day, you know, building toys and changing batteries the rest of the day.
For batteries for what, we won't get into. It's not that kind of
show. We're talking about toys here. Yeah. Well, hold on. Well, we're talking about kid toys under 18. Okay. Under 18.
Yeah. Beautiful Mess Chef on Instagram. Yeah. You may, if you contact him now, you may be able to work something out for an event or something. If you have time left still available, that's where to get a hold of you. Beautiful Mess Chef on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is such a great show, and it's so helpful. And I think, you know, whether you are someone like me who doesn't cook, or whether you are, you know, a professional cook, or whether you just like to cook, enjoy it as a hobby, you know, it's always great to get other people's opinions and insight and tips and tricks and food ideas. So this is really great. Thank you so much.
And you know, and you're not in the Texas area, and you're out there in Canada land. If you have a question, just DM me. I would love to answer. I'm pretty good about answering my DMs.
Yes, you are very good. Yeah, absolutely. And great advice on cooking tips too. And that's amazing. So thank you so much. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much. And we love the feedback on the show. So leave us a comment, share, like, subscribe. Good, bad, and the ugly. We like to hear it all. DM us with the comments and the compliments. Thank you.
And the compliments, yes.
and we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, Hector. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.